Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good thirsty Thursday morning to you. It is the 12th day of May, 2022. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the show at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. XBMornings at gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. Gentlemen, as we look forward to this hour, get you a little Detroit Lions trivia. Keith Langmoy is going to stop by and talk a little bit about the passing of Bob Lanier. We'll talk a little bit about this Piston season as well, and kind of where we, you know, how we assess this past season with Cade Cunningham's first season. And it's difficult to find yourself a franchise player. Can Cade Cunningham, can he be that guy? You know, and I think that that is, you know, I also saw some things floating around on Twitter about, you know, because the Nets, they want a larger commitment from Kyrie Irving. They were very kind in the way that they said, yeah, don't get the shot. You know, don't just take all the PTO you want. Don't show up to stuff. You know, there's just that's just not going to work. Either you're all in or you're not. And the only reason Kyrie Irving has a ring is because of LeBron James. So you can argue and tell me he's one of the best ball handlers ever. Fine. Sure. That's great. He's one of the best guards ever. Sure. Fine. Great. Dude's never won anything without LeBron. And he's shown you time and time again that you can't trust him if he's your teammate. And I think that honestly, that should matter, and it should mean something. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Holy mackerel. We have playoff games everywhere. How about Calgary, 3-1 winners over Dallas. The Flames taking a 3-2 series lead, winning Game 5. Congratulations to them. Florida took a 3-2 series lead over the Washington Capitals. My Washington Capitals, they won 5-3. An identical score for the Rangers to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. An elimination game facing New York there in Game 5. And they beat the Pens 5-3, so Pittsburgh leads that series 3-2 after the loss. Over in the association side of things, as we were talking about, Memphis 134-95 winners over Golden State. Golden State leads the series 3-2, a series headed back to the Bay Area for Game 6. And Milwaukee takes a 3-2 series lead, beating Boston in a pivotal Game 5, 110-107, your final score. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he went crazy. He finished with 40 points in the ballgame. And the Detroit Tigers, 9-0 losers yesterday to the Oakland A's. They'll finish up this series today at 110 before they'll kick things off against the Baltimore Orioles for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More schedule leaks. The schedule release is tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN for the National Football League. We already know the Detroit Lions opponents. We just don't know in what order or in what locations they will be played in. So excited for that. Looking at the list of opponents, folks, 15-2. No? That might be a little optimistic.
How have your other predictions gone this year for our teams?
Really, really swimmingly well.
Yeah, the Pistons.
Terrible.
How many wins did you predict?
The under over was what, 25.5, and I was like, hammer the over.
We'll be.
They're gonna win 40 games.
Yep, they're gonna. They're gonna be in the play-in game, which
oh,
for the
gonna
East
fight for a 9-10 seed.
For the East would have been 500. That didn't happen.
That did not happen.
Tigers, you said 90 wins.
90 wins.
I don't even know if they're going to score 90 runs this year.
90 runs? Terrible.
So, yeah. Maybe go with a modest. Like, say they're going to go, like, 1-16. Like, reverse the jinx.
Reverse it. All right. 1-16, then. We'll get the Cowboys and the Packers set for Week 10. Boy, that'll be an ESPN free-for-all all week. Baltimore Ravens running back Mike Davis, Atlanta home, was robbed of jewelry and cleats honoring his father, who passed away of cancer. Never good to see it. Cobb County, the police had over $100,000 worth of jewelry that was stolen from the home. Brooklyn Nets GM, discussing Kyrie Irving's future, says the team wants a selfless player who is available. Sorry there, Sean Marks. I don't think that that's going to happen if you're looking for Kyrie Irving. If there's one thing he's not, it's selfless. And if there's another thing he's not, it's available. The Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, officially named the NBA's MVP. He was surprised with the MVP trophy in Sombor, Serbia, which is his home. He was back at home. He was on it's like a very interesting horse and buggy contraption that he was on. But he's riding into town, and everybody was singing and enjoying and celebrating with him, and that was awesome. Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby, best player in the world, being evaluated for injury after leaving the game 5. Not good. Lower leg or lower body injury is how we like to say that in hockey terms. And the Edmonton Oilers, our Edmonton Oilers. My guy Darnell Nurse was suspended after headbutting LA Kings Philip Deneau. So that not a good situation. He will miss game 6 against the Kings tonight. So not good at all for my Oilers. Let's get over to Freddie, who's on hold. Freddie, do you want to do this right now, or do you want to call us back on the other side of the break?
No, I don't feel like talking today. I wanted to listen to you talk about the Lions. I want to hear the opponents because I haven't seen it yet. And
you haven't.
I want to say really quickly that I didn't watch the basketball playoff game yesterday. But no one can convince me that Golden State laid an egg on purpose so they go home and make more money. No one can convince me that's what happened. Anyway,
no, not
I want
at
to
all.
Hear the Lions. I want to hear the Lions' opponents.
Okay, all right. We'll get you. We'll get you the Lions' opponents. Hang tight, though.
No, I want to be on the phone with you.
They have the Commanders, the Seahawks, the Bills. I'm just going off the top of my head, so excuse me if I miss any. I'm trying to remember
I'll
the Jets
on the road.
Vikings. They don't. We don't know who, or I don't know. Remember who's at home and road specifically at the moment, so I don't have that in front of me. I just remember getting part of the graphic together for tonight. So
you've got the Packers, Bears, Vikings, obviously. Then you have Philly, Commanders, Buffalo, Miami, Jacksonville.
Oh, so Tua's coming to Detroit?
I don't know. Dallas, the New York Football Giants, the New York Football Jets, the Patriots, and the Carolina Panthers.
Interesting. So if the Lions go 2-15, it's going to be Al Avila's fault, correct?
No, I don't believe they're going to go 2-15. I have, look, I felt like I was pretty honest and pretty almost spot on as far as
also Tua is coming to Detroit this year.
That's a home
game. Really?
That's good.
Yeah, same with Uncle Herb's old team, the Jaguars, and Josh Allen.
Let's go to that game. Let's go to that game, AB. We got to go see Miami.
I'll be there. Trust me. I will be there. I'm going to go to all the home games, and I'm even going to go to the preseason games.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot you worked for the Lions.
Yeah, you forgot. I got to get dressed up. I got to get my costume on. You know what I mean? I got to hype up the fans. I got to get my Rory costumes. Got to get dry cleaned first.
And the Lions' furthest west game is Dallas this year.
Baby. My two favorite teams, the Cowboys and the Lions. How sweet is that? All right. Well, that's it. I didn't hear the schedule, so I was just curious. Everyone's going to have their predictions, so I'm just curious. I like to see Miami and the Giants and stuff like that. So, anyways, talk to you later.
All right, see you later, Freddie. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that Lions schedule on the other side of the break. This is X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets. Here's what you do. You use my code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200. And if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game, you're a winner. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, on Twitter at MHSAA, on Facebook MHSAA, and you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.
On a hot, steamy summer's day, imagine being stuck in traffic when your vehicle's air conditioner stops blowing cold air. Well, beat the heat with an AC recharge kit from your Auto Value Auto Parts store. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For online orders, we offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. See an in-store sales pro for more information. And thank you for shopping locally at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
And Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Can't call in? Text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21000 or tweet us at XB Mornings. Now back to Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio as well. It's about that time. Really got a doozy for you today. You ready? You guys ready for this one?
Oh, yes.
All right, in the year of our Lord, 2019, what Detroit Lion was the only player in the NFL to take both a punt and a kickoff return back for a touchdown? In the year of our Lord.
I know the answer, but I was going to say, Ryan was contemplating. He's now.
I don't know if. He was on the team in 2019. I don't know if it's too late, but my guess is Andre Roberts.
He is now on the
that's right.
He's now on the Jags. Jamal Agnew.
Jamal Agnew.
Yep. There you go. There you go, Daniel.
That took a lot of rephrasing of the original way that Lions fact was printed.
So Dan, so 2 for 2 in the last 2 days.
He's electric. He's scoring more than the Tigers. So we got the call from Freddie. So let's dive into it, right? Because we could do that here on this program. Nothing's necessarily set in stone. We can roll with the punches based on what you want to hear about. So 21 season comes to a close and opponents are released. And the 22 schedule is out there. And we know who the opponents are. We just don't know exactly the location or the times. That's what the schedule release is for. So this
well,
is
we do season. Know. We pretty much know. Now we know.
We know the locations.
We know. Do know the locations. We just don't know the times. That right. is correct. So the Lions set to play the NFC East, the AFC East, all the teams that finished in last place in the other NFC divisions, and for the rotation for the newly added 17th game on the schedule, they will host the last place team in the AFC South. So that's how you got the Jacksonville Jaguars on the schedule. So here's a look at our home opponents. We'll have Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, obviously. Philly, the Washington football team. I'm still going to call them that. I hate calling them the Commanders.
Will you when you're at work?
I might just refer to them as Washington. I don't know.
That is allowed.
I don't know if they'll make me. I mean, at that point, I guess I have to say Commanders. But that's not here. You know, that's a whole new person. You know, the minute I walk in through the gate, like the main entrance,
Rory takes over.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I walk in, I got my arm, and like the, I spread my arms, and then all the stuff like magically like attaches to me.
Like Iron Man. On armor.
Yeah, that's exactly. Iron Rory. So you'll get Washington, the Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, Seattle Seahawks, and Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's exciting. The road opponents, obviously Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, and then Dallas, New York, New England, New York again, Giants and Jets, and the Carolina Panthers. What's very interesting about this is that when we went into last year's season, right, trying to shed the entire roster of guys that weren't going to be playing for this team anymore, first-year head coach, first-year GM, buying guys out, injuries all over the place, it was pretty interesting to see that the Lions had what was the sixth roughest schedule in the NFL in 21. Opponents had a combined record the year before of 143, 127, and 2. In the 2020 season. Going into 2022, opponents' record from the 2021 season last year is 135 and 154. Minnesota, you'll see them twice. They were 8-9. Green Bay, you'll see them twice. They were 13-3 in 2021. 6-11 were the Chicago Bears. I think there's a mishap there, a misprint on the Packers. I'll double check on that. Seattle Seahawks 7-10. Panthers 5-12. G-Men were 4-13. Jets were 4-13. Patriots were 10-7. Bills were 11-6. Cowboys 12-5. Philly 9-8. Commandos 7-10. Miami 9-8. Jacksonville 3-14.
Okay, you have four choices to call Washington at work.
Oh boy.
Washington, plain and simple. The football team, the Commanders, or the Commies.
Don't think Commies is going to fly. I would imagine my boss, Big Smoke, might have an issue with that. How about that? What a great last name, Smoker. What an awesome last name. We've just been calling him Big Smoke. The Lions have the fifth easiest schedule in the league with a 46.7% winning percentage from 2021. Now, it's also very interesting about this. You're going to face five playoff teams from last year. And you've got a Minnesota team that's been pretty good. A Chicago Bears team that is, you know, I think that the Lions rebuild is going better than the Bears. I mean, you know, I saw it was Swag who was talking about it yesterday on NFL Live that, hey, you know, when it comes to who had a better draft, the Lions or the Bears? Oh, the Lions for sure. And like, it was crazy to hear, you know, not Dan Orlovsky initiated, but somebody on actual national television talking about the Detroit Lions staff, talking about their coaches, talking about the moves that they made. Like, it was refreshing. It was great.
Someone's praising the Lions on national TV, it's one of two people, and that's Dan Orlovsky or Peter Schrager.
And it was neither.
Right. Peter Schrager, for some reason, has a soft spot in his heart for the Lions, so he is the only other person that will talk nice about them.
I think that this, though, however, you know, I know that, you know, okay, look at last year's record. Carolina didn't really do, you know, a whole lot, in my opinion, to improve, but the Giants and the Jets, along with Jacksonville, those are three games right there of teams that were really kind of in the same boat. I think you throw Carolina, Giants, Jets, Jags, all there with very similar records, maybe even the Bears as well, only having you know, a couple more wins than the Lions. But those Giants and Jets games are going to be huge benchmarks as far as how we evaluate this team, you know, kind of moving forward. Let's get to the Meyer Supercenter guest line real quick. Dale in Muskegon, what's going on over there, Dale? How are you?
Hey, guys, good morning. Hey, I didn't hear what you guys predicted for the Lions record. And more importantly, I feel like that the ownership of the Lions sabotaged the team. I feel like anytime we get some momentum, like with Caldwell, we had a couple good years, they get rid of him, get Fat Patricia in there and bare the cupboards and start over again. I feel like they just, it's a, like maybe a tax write-off or a money machine. They don't really care if they win. They just, you know what I mean? They're just going to put a product out there and the fans are loyal and support it, and they're just not going to be able to win.
I would say different owner now. Same last name, you know, obviously okay. from the family, but very much. Okay. I mean, Sheila Ford had to make that call to get rid of Quinn and Patricia. You know, they went out and they got Brad Holmes. They went out and got Dan Campbell, and I think that they're doing this the right way. I think that okay. I don't think we should hold necessarily Sheila responsible for the sins of her parents, right? It's just one of those things to me that, you know, I hope that we can, you know, give her a little bit more time. I think that she's putting the right people around her to make the right decisions, and people like Chris Spielman being on board. I think the ship is moving in the right direction.
All right, guys, partner. Have a good one. Thanks for the call.
Great to hear from you. Reminder, golf season's here, folks. It's awesome. You should play golf. It's good for you. If you're going to play golf, go up to Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. You're going to be driving over there and going, where the hell am I right now? Then all of a sudden, boom, Tullymore's right there. You're like, wow, look at this place. That's exactly what I did. I said, wow. Offers two championship courses, Tullymore and St. Ives. They'll actually pick you up in a shuttle and take you from one course to the other. Fantastic. It's located about an hour north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. So pull out your handy-dandy map, and I would say it's right on the paw of your ring finger. It's a pretty good map identification there. It's up north golf, folks, but without the drive. Lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, up to 400 of your closest friends and family. Tullymore not only features top-of-the-line golfing experiences, but also a top-of-the-line accommodations, the perfect spaces for your wedding, event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to talk to Keith Langlois, that covers the Pistons for DetroitPistons.com, the passing to Bob Lanier, as well as this past year's Piston season. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.